Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. We'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right, welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on 101.5 EMFM. I'm Michael Elves, joined in the dugout by my pal Brian Svensson.
Hey, hi, howdy.
And on the bullpen phone, my pal Chris Zook.
Welcome back, Brian.
Hi. Yes, after a week on the IL, he is back. And throwing
nothing
the high
severe,
heat.
Hopefully. You know, it's nothing, you know, we're
hopefully
we all
not
going
as bad
IL,
as but... Max Scherzer.
Non-COVID related for me.
Let me just tell you right now, if you had Scherzer in your fantasy, good luck. Because it looks like he could be out 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, moderate to high grade oblique strain. The Mets announced Thursday. Of course, we're taping Thursday, broadcasting Friday. And yeah, timeline of 6 to 8 weeks.
Did anyone see the highlight of that? Because he's against St. Louis and he makes kind of a pitch where he literally just says, I'm out. I'm done.
He kind of steps off the mound and discomfort on a pitch in the sixth inning on Wednesday against the Cards. And
how about that? Scherzer and DeGrom, they're two big aces for the Mets there, and they might not be both playing at least till July now.
Yeah, which is a tough break. I mean, because this team has been on a tear.
Yeah, they've been rolling.
I mean, it was one of those things where, like, the prospect of getting DeGrom back and them actually somehow getting better than they've already been, like, as early as, like, honestly,
they've had an insane
this afternoon
staff.
Like Thursday afternoon before I had listened to or seen the news about the injury, was listening to a sports podcast talking about, like, the Mets probably being prohibitive favorites to come out of the NL.
Well, I predicted at the start of the season a Subway Series, right?
Yeah,
and I was kind of on track to be super right about that. I'm not really super right about a heck of a lot of things, but I was on track to be super right about that. And then they lose their, Scherzer and Tyler Meagle in the span of a week, two of the guys that were anchoring that rotation, right? Meagle was having an insane season.
Yeah.
And Scherzer is, Max.
I mean, Scherzer, the anchor, you knew he was going to perform well. Getting great stuff out of him in lieu of DeGrom.
I think the one thing the Mets have in their favor is that division's kind of horrible right now, right? Well, I was trying to be kind a bit, right? I mean, I will say this. I mean, not that I like to, kick dirt when someone's down, but I don't mind seeing Washington back into
all four other teams are sub 500 right now.
Yeah, because the thing is also on the flip side, again, we talked about this last week, but the NL West, other than Arizona, who's starting to scuffle a little bit there, but as of last week, they had all five teams at 500 or above. They're still pretty good. Colorado just dipped down a little bit as we're taping tonight on Thursday, but the Mets, as much as they're going to hobble, maybe Bartolo Colon's available, right? So maybe they can find someone.
Seismic sexual.
Sure, right?
They've got the right owner for a situation like this. someone who's not afraid to open the checkbook.
The reason why the Steve Cohen tax exists, Steve Cohen.
Sure. Exactly. But I mean, you know, if you, you know, you're looking at, because I don't think DeGrom's coming back anytime soon. They're saying like maybe All-Star break. And then Scherzer now, the minimum, it looks like 6 weeks. You know, you're going to have to piece something together. But the interesting thing is, again, like if you're not pressured in the division as much, right? They're up by 7 right now. Well, you know
who's selling? Cincinnati.
Oh, jeez. Do they have anything left to sell? I mean, they have a couple, right? They do have.
They got a couple pitchers. Mall,
Sonny Gray? Still there? No, he's in Minneapolis.
Tyler Mahle.
Mahle.
Who's been better lately?
Okay. You know who they could
not
get?
Not okay. Good lately. No, he's good lately.
He's got stuff. The problem is he's on a languishing team.
But mind you, let's tip a cap for once and then also pour one out at the same time for the Reds. How bad are they that they actually don't give up a run or a hit and still lose a game? That's epically bad. Hunter Green, I watched him, and I did not text you guys because I knew it was happening. I was like, I know Brian was like, don't jinx it. So it was, I actually watched the
end of the game. You have the power to do that, Zuke.
I didn't know that. So I watched kind of some sixth inning on to see what happened. And the crazy thing about it, I actually thought, because I didn't know about the rule change, I thought they got the no-hitter, even if they didn't give up the hit. But now they've changed it where you have to pitch 9 innings, which anyways, whatever. I mean, it just, to me, it's like, I mean, they have what, anyway. So how are you
watching it?
Oh, it was actually on MLB TV, like MLB. Yeah.
It was easy to find. It wasn't blacked out.
No, that one was available, right? Because I know Brian has said some games, depending if it's on Apple TV.
Unreal.
This was on Sunday afternoon. So I think they were like, no one's watching the Reds. So whatever, right? Here you go.
I can't remember what day it was, but I sat down and I told my partner, I was like, it's been a long week. I want to watch baseball tonight. We've got some stuff to do early, so I'm going to catch one of the late games. And it was a Cubs game that I wanted to watch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And there were three games. There was one that started at 9:10, but two that started at 8:40. I don't remember the exact day. I'm sorry, but it was a Cubs game that I wanted to watch and
not available.
And it was on Apple TV and I didn't realize. And I click on the freaking game and lo and behold, no, you're not allowed. Despite the fact that whatever silly amount of money gets paid, they were on the West Coast. It was a Diamondbacks game. So very likely the one on Friday, May 13th. And I was like, I'm going to watch a baseball game tonight. And sure enough, not allowed. No, despite how many ever silly dollars are paid for MLB TV to not watch my Blue Jays, by the way, to watch every other team in the league. If I wanted to watch the Blue Jays, I've got to fork over whatever silly amount of money for a cable package to only watch the only thing I would care about would be watching the Blue Jays, or pay Sportsnet $20 a month, $240 a year to watch the Blue Jays. And not only that, but now you got to pay what is Apple TV Plus, $7 a month?
Like, and I think it's nine.
I think it's 10.
Yeah, I think
like come on. Like we're getting into the range to watch every single baseball game over the course of the season. Like a baseball fan is having to front close to $1,000.
Right. Well, this is to watch it at home, not to go
to a game.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Insanity.
And that's something where there's an article earlier this week I kind of sent to you guys in regards to sort of, you know, Yankee fans. This is, you know, it's a New York based kind of article, but it goes across the board is that, you know, fans who want to watch their team, be it New York, Toronto, whoever, right? And if it's on Apple TV or YouTube, like if it's on a different
YouTube
apparatus, right? So yeah, sure, fair enough. Okay, but if it's on MLB or it's in your market, but it's not always, like, it's crazy, like how much they've pieced this now where
Peacock is one of the ones.
Right.
I can get Sunday Night Baseball on MLB TV. Why can't I get the Apple Plus games? Like, why can't I get my Blue Jays?
Right.
I don't understand.
Because this goes back to then, you know, where this isn't a national game anymore, because there's hardly any national games anymore on TV or whatever, is that you have to find this out and then you have to pay. Right. And then you have to, like Brian was saying, then you have to pay through the nose to try and find your team that you want to watch. And it shouldn't be this difficult and expensive in 2022, right? Like other leagues have figured this out where you can access multiple ways of watching your team or watching your sport without paying exorbitant prices and going to multiple platforms throughout a year. It's
insane. I'm a fan of the English Premier League. And I am able to pay $20 a month and get every single English Premier League game, and they don't care if I cancel it when the season's over.
Is that through
DAZN?
DAZN, right, exactly. And I have that too, and it's fantastic because Wonderful. It's all right there.
Do you get all the games free if you're an NFL fan? Same deal. Every single NFL game.
Exactly.
It does not matter if you're in market or out of market. It's not blacked out.
And it's even better because me and my brother have done it. We have the whole year, and it was at $150. So you splice that out, that's less than just over $10 per month. And so, like you've got your 6 months of baseball plus, and then you've got your football season. You're set up. Like that's fan. Like, and it's all right there. It's literally on a click on an app. You watch it, and it's widely available, right? And you don't have to go other places. And it doesn't, I mean, when you break it down like that, it doesn't really break the bank as much, right? I mean, you're going
to
pay, but
no, you and you get everything anyway. You don't have to have it all right there. It's awesome. It's fantastic. Blackouts suck, and they're bad for the sport. I mean, all you have to look at, and I don't like everything else that they've ever done because they're a horrible organization, but the one thing that they did right was end blackouts for local fans, and that was the Chicago Blackhawks, right?
Well, it took a long time.
No fans in that building. They had blacked out for a number of years. They decided, hey, you know what? People should be able to watch this hockey team, and they stopped the blackouts, and you know what? They kind of got a pretty big fan base now. Have a pretty big fan base now. And I wonder why. Oh,
well,
it's because they don't black out their games.
Right. If you expose the product to your fan base, guess what?
The fan base
gets to actually watch it, get to support it. And yeah, exactly. They start frequently it more, be it on a platform or live. It goes back to, we are always baffled at how Major League Baseball exists despite themselves, right?
There's that meme of the person putting the stick through the spokes of their own bike tire.
Yes. Like,
that's MLB.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, or the Eric Andre one where it's like the owner shooting MLB fan, like MLB interest, right? Why would fans do this? You know?
Yeah.
It's insane. I mean, obviously I'm not asking, you know what?
Make baseball free.
But I mean, obviously things are expensive. So if you're not going to make baseball free,
make it accessible for a reasonable amount. And I mean, this is the thing.
Exactly.
I get that, like, you know, Canada's treated as one giant territory. So Sportsnet has the lock on, you know,
people
the Canadian
in Vancouver
broadcast
can't
the thing.
Watch the Jays.
And it's like,
silly.
Ridiculous. Like, I'm not going, like, we live like a 24-hour drive from Toronto. We live
More than that, isn't it?
Well, that's
at least,
like,
that's minimum, right?
That's if you're pushing it, but I'll admit it's been done. Probably shouldn't be done, but it's doable as it's possible. We're not choosing not to go to Jays games and watching them on TV. Like, if we have access to those games, it's not like I'm not going to go to the park, right? Like, they're not. It's ridiculous to think the territoriality of it. It's like, if you are a Winnipeg MLB.com subscriber, you should be able to watch every Jays game.
Well, of course, because it'd be like anywhere. Like, so what? So,
if you're a Toronto MLB TV subscriber, you should.
If you were Ontario, let's say, or at least Southern Ontario, right? That would make some more sense. You could get access already to the game, but it's insane because it'd be like blacking out all of America if you lived in America anywhere close to MLB park. I mean, it's just ridiculous, right? Like. It would be sort of like if you're in Hawaii and somehow you're blacked out because you live in the
US,
America,
yes.
Right? It's just like, you're not getting anywhere to any major league ballpark.
I actually think that you do. I think if you're in Hawaii, you do get blacked out. I don't remember
which.
Is it Seattle or something?
Well, it would have to be California.
I think it might be the California teams.
Yeah, the California teams.
Yeah. I don't think you get access to any of the California teams.
But that's just insane.
What was this silly map? I'm gonna see if I can pull it up. So ramble a little bit. But I think Iowa, you get blacked out of like 5 or 6 teams.
Well, there's some because of the Cubs for sure, because it's a minor league affiliate of the Cubs in Iowa. And
well,
then,
it might not even be that. It's just like I think
it could be proximity. You're right about that. It could be that too. Yeah, exactly. It's insanity, right? It makes no sense, right? The whole thing where it goes back to what you said, Michael, is accessibility, right? Like, it's just that you should have this product widely available to as big of a mass as possible to try and build up a fan base, which you've been scrambling for years to try and retain, if not grow, right? It just is maddening about this, is that how can we not get this platform that's accessible?
A
younger audience.
New younger audience. You don't
make
the price point like
$1,000. Yeah.
I'm not good with U.S. geography. What are the two states under Michigan? Illinois and Ohio?
So it might be, yeah. They're around there, I think so.
So, okay. So Ohio is blacked out from... holy cow. Okay, so both Chicago teams. This is Ohio. Both Chicago teams, both Ohio teams, Detroit,
Milwaukee probably.
Milwaukee.
Kansas City, Milwaukee, and St. Louis.
Yeah, just ridiculous.
Even bother? Why even bother?
Why it just doesn't bother? because it also isn't a cheap app either, right? Like it costs money for that, right?
And there are some places too on this blackout map, right, where like that are in the middle of kind of the middle of nowhere, that don't get access to anywhere, like Idaho, for example, or Nebraska or Montana, that are blacked out from like 5 or 6 different teams, can't go there, but can't get those packages. Right, like their local sport network their local cable package doesn't actually offer the packages that are required to watch those games, so it's like,
oh yeah, so you actually get burnt both ways, yeah.
Yeah, not only does MLB TV not have the games that you want to watch, but your local network doesn't have the networks that they want you to watch them on. Silly, absurd, ridiculous, tragic. I have many more adjectives to describe Major League Baseball, specifically Rob Manfred, but I'm going to stop.
Boneheaded.
Yes. Also that.
Nearsighted.
Yes. Also that. A jerk. Stupid.
I like that. You know, I think Brian's been saving us up for a week. I like
this is the thing. This is like when you don't pitch for a while and your shoulder's tight.
And then it's like the
spring in his
rookie of the year.
He's loose. He's ready to go, and he's firing it's, all.
It's tight like a rubber band. This is good.
Not like the Blue Jays.
Oh.
Oh, did I go? I might have went too early. Sorry. Go ahead.
I mean,
Mike.
I don't want to say I told you so, but we had this conversation at the beginning of the year. Remember?
It's May.
We're
about a quarter of the way through.
Yeah. I mean, this is the first kind of swoon they've had this year, right? And because they
just
kind of
wait
went
until
up
we get against, Juan Soto.
Well, I mean, that's the big news this week of the rumor that Washington might be peddling him.
Not might.
You think it's going to happen? Huh?
100%. They don't want to pay him.
Nationals are sellers.
They're cheap. They don't want to pay him.
That's crazy.
If they didn't pay Bryce Harper or Max Scherzer, they're not paying Juan Soto.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's not.
He's a better player. They're not paying.
I would agree, but I'll say this: if he is available, you know who really needs to get him is the Angels, and then
the Blue Jays.
We were talking about this last week.
Blue Jays.
There's this guy Trout that you might know about.
Michael Nelson, our Lord and Savior. Yes,
yeah, I know Otani's starting to heat up again on the mound and hitting. This is shocking. They're in that race. Now, Houston's came back to life here, and they're leading that division. But the Angels, you know, especially that extra wild card now that's available, we'll see what happens. But they're getting pitching, which is a huge, you know,
Syndergaard, mostly pretty good this year.
So far. I mean, you know, again, it's early-ish, but yeah, I mean, that they're in there, right? That they're not seven or eight back. I mean, goodness, like, I mean, like Oakland, like, see you later. Like, there's some teams that we were talking about, Washington, Cincinnati, right? Like, there's some early. I mean, even Baltimore, again, that's another.
Well, one.
Boston, right? Boston's 12 back. I mean, the Jays are actually 8 back right now, but you know, I mean, because the wild card, the
Yankees are supernova. So
yeah, they're it's kind of ridiculous right now, sort of what's happening there.
I think the
right?
word you're looking for is unfortunate, but yeah.
Maddening is the word I would use, but sure.
Well, you know what, that said, because I was just looking this here, but the Blue Jays are actually in the wild card right now. They would be the third wild card. So yeah, I mean, that's where that third one really comes into play, is that last if it was last year, they would be three back, right? And so that is you know, you could, whatever, that's what the system is now, that they gave one to each conference there,
league,
sorry, and I've got the other sports on my brain
right. Yeah, I was gonna say
is that, yeah, I mean, so even if the Blue Jays aren't gonna, you know, get to the division, they can still make the playoffs in different ways, right? But it is a bit shocking, is it? I would say Boston, I would say, is shocking. That,
no, I predicted that
bad, this bad, like, yeah. Baltimore bad,
yes. Yeah, I thought so. I mean, their players all had crazy years, and Trevor Story is really bad outside of Coors Field. He's been on a little bit of a hot tear, but he's mostly, throughout his entire career, been really bad away from Coors. So I don't know. Maybe not Baltimore bad, but certainly, I think maybe two or three wins better bad. Not good. I never believed in them.
All right. That's fair enough. I will say your Athletics Twinkies are bad. Still you're well, that's yeah, right. Yeah. I will say your Twinkies are doing good, Michael. They've held the ground there. Correa came back. I don't like that Royce Lewis got sent down again.
No,
like, I don't
understand that. Amazing.
I don't understand that at all.
He's hitting 300.
The guy was mashing it a bit. And I don't know if you know this, he hit a home run tonight in AAA when he got sent back. Oh, big surprise. He's done, like, he is a major league player. Play yeah. him, like, find a position for him, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, play him DH. I don't know, but do you not, like, I get that you got Correa, that's a great, like, and he's your, like, you got
Gio Urshela is hitting like 189 at third. Just play him at third for goodness sake.
It doesn't matter. Just find a way to get his bat in the lineup. Like, it's ridiculous that this team, you know, kind of a little bit of smoke and mirrors. There's somehow a Sonny Gray gets a win here, and they got a, you know, a couple other plays.
We will not that, have Sonny Gray bad mouthing on this show. Thank you very much.
I'm impressed, but I mean, the pitching was always going to be the question mark, and somehow it's held so far. But I just think, like, that guy, he's been in the minors way long enough. He's well past
Mike
that.
And I Makes know no he's been on our minor league roster forever. Oh,
I bet you if you're in a futures league or yeah. a team that dynasty, right? Like, you've probably had him for 4 or 5 years, haven't you? Like, if you're,
I think he like was drafted as a rookie, like essentially like within the rules of the league, lost his rookie status, like that elapsed, but then was still eligible as a rookie, so was redrafted as a rookie.
Oh my goodness.
Which That's is 4 crazy. Years, by the way, four.
Like languishing.
Yeah.
And then of course comes up and hits above 300, and then like,
because he's a good ball player, that's great. Why.
And I'm kind of surprised, like, this,
it makes no sense to me.
It's not like, it doesn't feel like a service time manipulation thing, it just feels like a boneheaded move.
Feels like feels like they believe he's only a shortstop and is positionally blocked by.
Is actually blocked by the guy they put
right, that they on. Signed this year. Then they didn't have to sign.
I mean, No,
of course you do. But I'm just saying is they made the choice to sign him, which is fine because he's a really good player. But then just find a place for him somewhere,
you know,
in this lineup.
Honestly, like, yeah, like some DH opportunities, and then like
someone use utility,
use that utility
something.
Spot, like.
So Sano's not there somewhere in
let
the
him
outfield
develop some
in the
skills
first place wherever.
In other positions for like the sake of like having a Swiss Army knife. Like,
if Albert Pujols is still playing right at 40 whatever,
find a spot for Royce Lewis.
Exactly, right?
I mean,
how is this guy going
to
get better
Ben
if he's
Zobrist
in the minors?
On the Rays.
Yeah.
you know, like they just found places to play the guy because he could hit and he had
athletic
skill and, and range.
Right.
And Royce Lewis is a better athlete than Ben Zobrist was.
Yes. He's a very good athlete. Somewhere he just throw him a couple ground balls that, you know, figure out whatever position you put him in that day, he'll figure it out. Like, you know, you would think, even if he makes an error here, he's going to hit a couple, right? It's still going to be a plus for him to be on the field somewhere, or DH at the worst, right? You get the bat in the lineup. Maybe they got the luxury right now, but to me, it just seems a bit baffling.
Yeah, it's certainly something that's beyond me right now.
Yeah.
Is it pity party time?
I got something really quick I want to talk about that. Oh, I'm really excited about.
We've got a couple minutes.
Yeah. Okay, you guys know I play MLB The Show.
Yeah.
A lot.
Like, are you in a league or something?
No, but there's this thing called Diamond Dynasty, which is like it's a card collecting game. You build your team out of card packs of both legends and current players. It's a really, really fun game mode, right? So like my current team has like David Justice on it, for example, as well as a whole bunch of other people. I've got a Pedro Martinez on my team, Goose Gossage. So they've been teasing. They put out this weird jumbled up message on their website on Saturday, May 14th. And it was a jumbled up message when run through a Caesar's cipher that said, this new legend card that we're going to introduce, and his eight teammates are going to be the one in this next quest program. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. And
can I guess this?
Yeah, please.
Is it The Simpsons?
No.
Ah, oh, damn, that would have been great. Okay, go ahead.
That would have been cool, but no, not that. They're never going to put, I don't think they're ever going to put Roger Clemens in a game. That would be the one holdup, I think. But anyways, most of the other guys are. But so the teammates are supposedly supposed to be the codes for a giant cipher or more ciphers as they go. And so far, the teammates that they have revealed that have been ciphers have been Carlos Delgado, Ryan Howard, Shane Victorino, Cliff Lee, and Roy Oswalt, and Cole Hamels. And the ciphers say that the guy is in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, is this now, the Doc?
I don't know about you.
Which Hall of Fame?
So this is, I think this is Doc Holliday.
That's it, right? I am losing my mind.
Because you got Oswalt and Lee, who were part of the same battery.
Yeah, Oswald Lee and Hamels were and all Hamels, part of that super rotation. He played with Ryan Howard and Victorino on that Phillies team that probably should have won a World Series. And he played with Carlos Delgado. How many? I don't think there are any other Hall of Famers that played with all of those guys. They're revealing it. I guess the time this is airing, it's 12:30 Pacific time on Friday that they are revealing who exactly it is.
But
if it's the Doc, I might actually explode in excitement.
We know where he'll be doing this.
Would
long
it be
weekend.
His like kind of his birthday or something? I'm just wondering.
His birthday is the 14th of May.
Well, there you go. That's got to be right. Yeah.
And I just want to point out that I miss the Doc a lot. He's probably the reason why I'm a Blue Jays fan. Those teams sucked. It was really hard to beat.
That was some rough going. That's true.
He was the best.
Him and Vernon Wells.
It was really, really hard to be a Blue Jays fan in the mid-2000s. It was him and Vernon Wells.
Even when they adopted the terrible logo, too.
So. That's why when he went to the Phillies, it was nice for him to win one, right? Because he'd languished with so many bad teams for so many years.
They didn't win.
He did. He did. No, he won one.
No, they won the year before he showed up.
Oh, I thought he was there with them.
No.
Because he had the perfect game.
He pitched a perfect game in the regular season, and then he pitched a no-hitter in the playoffs.
That's right.
But they didn't win that year.
I thought they had it. Okay, he got to the finals then, but didn't win it. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, who did they lose to?
Was it the Yankees?
No, the Yankees won in 2009. It wouldn't have been 2010 because that was the start of even year BS with the Giants. It would have been 2011 that they lost in the finals. What American League team did they lose to? I'm going to get this, I swear, but if we have to go, we have to go.
We need to talk about the pity party real
quick. Let's do pity party here while you're doing. Is it all about Doc Holliday?
No. So I found this really cool band from emo band from Chilliwack, BC named Gord in all caps, which is probably the most Canadian name you can think of. So I'm going to be playing three of their tracks. And also there is a new Winnipeg emo hardcore band called Icy. And they have a new track out and I am playing that at the very end of the show. So, yeah.
11 was Cards Rangers. That was 2011.
Okay, so they didn't even been, they never made it with him.
No, they did not.
They must have lost. They must have lost to even year BS Giants then, and lost that they lost to that Cards team in 2011. Yeah,
there you go. Well, hopefully you enjoy your weekend playing MLB.
The Jock, baby! Let's go!
Long weekend in Canada, so lots of baseball to enjoy.
We'll be back next Friday. In the meantime...
Hey, everybody! We're gonna play ball!
Strike three! You're out!